Welcome to today's Sidebar Chat. My name is Kyle Colmia, and I'm the Associate Content Writer at Bar Advisory. Today, we're joined by Cameron Klein, who is our Director of Attest Services. Something that sets Bar apart is that we have a unified team of auditors who are able to perform audits against two of the highest regarded standards in cybersecurity. That's ISO 27001 and SOC 2. Cam is here to provide us with specific details on the difference between the two frameworks, why you might need both, and how BAR accelerates our audit process for achieving both an ISO 27001 certification and a SOC 2 report at the same time. Let's begin. Thank you so much, Cam, for being with us today. As someone who works closely with our clients, you know that it's a common challenge for the amount of time that they spend on audits. Can you talk a little bit more about BAR's eligibility to perform audits for both ISO 27001 certification and a SOC 2 report, which ultimately saves them time and resources?
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Kyle. So in 2021, through the ANSI National Accreditation Board, or the ANAB, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, or the AICPA, BAR became one of only a handful of firms in the US eligible to issue both ISO 27001 certificates as well as SOC 2 reports. BAR Certifications is the certification body for BAR Advisory, and together we can help organizations achieve both an ISO 27001 certification and a SOC 2 report. While we leverage our resources across both audits, BAR Certifications issues the ISO 27001 certifications, while BAR Advisory issues the SOC 2 reports.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. I also know many organizations can benefit from adhering to both the ISO 27001 and SOC 2 standards. Can you talk a little bit more about the difference between the two frameworks and why organizations might need both?
Yeah, absolutely. Both ISO 27001 and SOC 2 provide organizations with a strategic framework to implement and measure security controls. ISO 27001 is a set of standards and requirements for an information security management system, or an ISMS, and as an internationally accepted standard, it's an excellent choice for organizations that serve clients abroad. SOC 2 uses the US-based AICPA Trust Service criteria to meet the needs of a broad range of users that require detailed assurance of the controls of the service organizations. While the two frameworks cover similar topics, one big difference between ISO 27001 and SOC 2 is that specific standards can be certified under the ISO 27001 series. SOC 2 audits result in an attestation report rather than a certification. Having an ISO 27001 certification and a SOC 2 report under your belt increases customer trust, and you'll stand out as an organization that takes security seriously while instilling the most confidence in your clients. Clients who've completed an ISO 27001 certification and a SOC 2 report with BAR not only adhere to two of the highest regarded cybersecurity frameworks, but they've indicated results like improved compliance processes, simplified evidence collection, decreased time spent on the audits, and gaining a true partnership.
Awesome. So lots of good benefits you just mentioned. So now that we understand the difference between the two standards, let's talk about BAR's process. What do typical audits look like for clients who want to adhere to both ISO 27001 and a SOC 2 report?
Yeah, definitely. Certification to ISO 27001 consists of two stages that include walkthroughs, nonconformity reviews, and a remediation plan. The first stage involves walkthroughs of ISO clauses 4 through 10, while the second stage looks at Annex A controls. And a little more detail about stage one, I really think about this as a true readiness assessment. So typically, it's usually only one day that you'll spend with the auditor going through the required documents. And then from there, we'll make the decision to move to stage or to remediate some stage one items. Following preparation of the stage two ISO audit, stage one generally takes 2 to 3 days. After stage one is completed, stage two can generally be completed for most organizations, depending on their size, within 1 to 2 weeks. BAR will then issue an internal report and public-facing certification suitable for 3 years with surveillance audits. The duration of SOC 2 reporting depends on the type of report. If your organization has previously documented your controls through an automation partner, a Type 1 report may be performed immediately. Type 1 reports offer a point in time, testing your design as of a specific date. Type 2 reports are generally audited throughout a 3 to 12 month period.
Great. Thank you so much, Cam. I've heard that with BAR, a combined ISO 27001 and SOC 2 audit can feel more like one and a half audits. Is this true?
Yeah, definitely feels like that. And we've definitely had a lot of comments related to that from our partners that have completed SOC 2 and ISO certifications with us. BAR auditors serve as a unified team to accelerate the engagement process for organizations seeking an ISO 27001 certification and a SOC 2 report. While certifying toward ISO 27001 does take a certain amount of initial planning and time with your auditor, its flexibility means most ISO 27001 requirements will map over seamlessly to your SOC 2 reports. This means your SOC 2 auditors, who are also certified lead auditors with BAR, we'll leverage our resources to map SOC 2 control requirements during your ISO 27001 meetings. You'll bypass some of the additional walkthroughs to obtain a SOC 2 Type 2 report simultaneously, saving you many hours to achieve two of the highest levels of security.
Wow, that's really amazing. I know that our client Kodat recently completed both a combined ISO 27001 and SOC 2 audit. Can you describe what their experience was like?
Yeah, of course. Kodat said that through their search for an auditor, BAR stood out among other firms as genuinely friendly and easy to work with. We were able to give Kodat the compliance they needed in less time. After completing their ISO 27001 certification and SOC 2 report with BAR, Kodat also mentioned they were able to increase customer trust and quickly build upon their growing US customer base. They'll be working with us in the future on all of their cybersecurity goals and needs.
Great. That is truly amazing. And then my final question, is there anything else you'd like to add to inform organizations who are interested in ISO 27001 certification and a SOC 2 report simultaneously?
Yeah, absolutely. The last thing I would say is when choosing the right framework or both, you'll want to consider available resources, organization complexity, location, and how much time you have to go through the audit process. While BAR does everything we can to simplify the process, there is a certain amount of time and resources needed to be done by organizations ahead of time. Again, having both an ISO 27001 certification and SOC 2 report can ensure compliance with many different types of customers, both nationally and abroad, and really differentiates organizations from the rest as one who takes security and compliance seriously.
Great. Thanks, Cam. So being able to audit against both standards is such a great resource that BAR offers. Thank you so much for sharing your insights on these benefits and BAR's proven process when auditing against both ISO 27001 and SOC 2. I know many organizations will find this helpful, that we can help them save time and resources so they can just focus on what they do best at work. As always, we appreciate you joining us on Sidebar Chats and keeping us up to date on the latest cybersecurity resources. Thanks, everyone. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks, everyone.